The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Show. I'm the announcer and Eric is the host, but they name the show after the host, so you have no idea who I am, do you?
Well, do you?
Mommy? Papa? Do you know who I am?
Mommy?
Now your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. I have to tell you, we have a very, very important show right now. If you're listening right now, hold on to your hat, because some of you know I've had on this program the folks who wrote a book about Kermit Gosnell. He is, without question, the most prolific serial killer in the history of the United States. It's horrific, but very few people know the story. He was a late-term abortionist working in the Philly area. It is a gruesome, gruesome story. He is behind bars right now. But the folks who wrote the book are part of a movie. They've made a movie on this important story. It is a very important story, which is why I hope you'll listen, get the details, because you probably won't believe them unless you hear them from the people who actually wrote the book. I have them on the line now. Anne and Phelim, welcome to the program.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks so much, Eric.
Well, I love you both. You've really done God's work in telling this story. Now, the most important question I'm going to ask you, Anne, is how to pronounce your last name?
McElhenney.
McElhenney?
That's perfect.
Why should I take your word for it? McElhenney. McElhenney.
That's the one.
And Phelim McAleer.
Very good.
You sound like an
Eric Metaxas.
You sound like a couple of Irish sons of guns. Really, I love the two of you because you live your passion, to use one of the cliches of our day, but you use your skills as journalists to tell these important stories. So for somebody who doesn't know anything about the story of Kermit Gosnell, obviously the movie is just coming out now. It's an important movie. I hope people will go see it desperately. I hope that. It's why I wanted to have you on for this hour. But tell us, Anne and Phelim, what are the basics? Give us a thumbnail sketch in case somebody's just tuning in. They say, I've never heard of this.
So Kermit Gosnell is... go on ahead, Phelim. We're not in the same spot, so this will be... Go ahead, Phelim.
You go ahead, Duran.
This is a picture...
Kermit Gosnell, yeah. We're married, so this could get very
I was
very
just going to say, this is such, it's a picture of a marriage. It's like, no, you go, darling. No, you go. No, go ahead, you go. Go ahead.
Kermit Gosnell is an abortion doctor who is serving 3 life sentences in a prison in Pennsylvania for delivering babies alive and then cutting their necks with scissors. And he did this for 30 years with impunity because the establishment who want to protect abortion did nothing about all the warning signs, even though, and in fact, 2 women died in his clinic and they still did nothing. So the movie is actually about the trial, the investigation and the trial. We show nothing gory. It's not at all like that. It's a lot like a Law and Order episode. But this is what Kermit Gosnell did. And a jury, pro-abortion people, actually, not pro-life people, convicted him of murder for doing that. And the film brings up a lot of questions about how did he get away with it for so long? Why would a Governor Tom Ridge, a Republican governor, a Catholic, have allowed this to happen during his time as governor? And in fact, why was it that same governor said hands off the abortion clinics, which was part of the reason why Gosnell wasn't discovered earlier? There's an awful lot of questions that this story brings up, and not the least of which is how did the media ignore that this happened once the story did break and was in the courts in Philadelphia? How it is that most of the people in the country have never heard of Kermit Gosnell's name.
Well, we're living in very divided times, and this is the horror. In other words, if you want to know how divided they are, even when someone does things as horrific, as gruesome as this man did, if it somehow falls under the rubric of abortion, nobody wants to know the facts. And in this case, because we do have laws in this country, we were forced to deal with the facts. And this man, as you said, is now behind bars serving 3 life sentences. I mean, this is an amazing thing. So what precisely was this butcher convicted of that he is now behind bars for 3 lifetimes, if that were possible?
Well, he's convicted of murder, murdering babies. He's also killing his patients. He ran an abortion clinic that was a grand jury in Philadelphia, and I'm sure a grand jury in Philadelphia has seen a lot. They called it a house of horrors. But he was allowed to do this. The bodies were, it's a cliche to say the bodies were piling up, but they actually were literally piling up in his basement. The dead women were coming out of his clinic, but the authorities didn't want to do anything. And we made a movie about it. I want to tell people, look, it's not gory. It's not a horror movie. It's a courtroom drama. It's about the trial. It's about how you go from being a protected species to detectives, good detectives and good lawyers, realizing this is not right, there's something wrong here, and fighting against the political backlash, the media backlash, to bring justice to his victims who are voiceless.
If people want to know about the movie, because people tune in and out of radio programs, they can go to gosnellmovie.com. Gosnell is G-O-S-N-E-L-L, gosnellmovie.com. What made you think, the two of you, that a movie needed to be made about this? You wrote a tremendous book about it. I know the book did very well, and people who are interested in the book, I would recommend highly that they get a copy of the book for all the details. Movies can never give those kinds of details. But what persuaded you to make a movie?
You know, nothing succeeds like a movie in reaching a very wide audience. Not everyone reads books. They don't have time, or they just don't like reading. Even documentaries are something that a lot of people, don't really like to watch. And we actually thought, what's really popular? The crime genre is very, very popular in the United States. A lot of TV shows are about crime. And here's an incredible crime story that really happened. And it's a true, it's true crime. And, at the center of it is a very impressive investigation, as Phelan said, with, this amazing cop, Jim Wood, at the very center of the story. And then, followed up very closely by the assistant district attorneys, the two women, really, who investigate this story and put this guy behind bars. That's very much the attraction.
And Phelan, did you direct this movie?
No. What we produced is Nick Searcy, the veteran actor Nick Searcy, directed it. You probably know Nick from Justified, the TV series, but also Nick was an actor in The Shape of Water. He was also in 3 Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. And he was in. He's been in basically every movie, every big movie the last 20 years. So he approached us and he said, this is what he wants to do. This.
Wow.
He felt like this was something that he could do, and really this was designed for him. So he's done a great job. Thank God I didn't direct it. As a journalist, I would have been too concerned with, making sure that everything is told exactly, but Nick has brought, he's kept the story true, but he's brought real artistry and real direction to it, and told a great story, and that's very important. We want this to be accessible to people. Our book was a bestseller, but that is still a limited audience in America. But a true crime drama in America, sure, everyone watches that. If you watch, Law and Order, you'll love this.
Well, I was going to say that, to tell a story like this, it is a gruesome story, but you don't need to show the horror. You can imply it. And there have been many films that have dealt with abortion in more oblique ways. This is, of course, before Roe v. Wade, the thing became hot button and movies don't touch it anymore. But there was a time when you could do that. The movie Alfie with Michael Caine and Shelley Winters, brilliant movie from 1966. It deals with an abortion, and it is just one of those things I will never forget it. They don't show anything, but it just conveys the horror. When we come back, folks, I'm talking to the authors of the book on Kermit Gosnell, and now they're behind the movie. Gosnellmovie.com is the website. Stick around. Imagine a politician saying this today. I have wondered at times what the Ten Commandments would have looked like if Moses had run them through the U.S. Congress. That is a quote from Ronald Reagan. He showed us through his life, his faith, and with his words that Judeo-Christian values and principles matter. You can help spread the legacy of Ronald Reagan, and you can do it by getting a Reagan email address. Right now, if you have a Gmail, AOL, Yahoo, or other big tech company email address, you help them market their service with every email you send. In return, they scan your emails and target you with unwanted advertising. Well, thanks to our sponsor, ReaganPrivacy.com, you can instead share the Reagan name with every email you send, and they won't scan your emails. They'll leave you alone. Get an email address you'll be proud to own at ReaganPrivacy.com. Your very own personal private email address is available to you at ReaganPrivacy.com. Get your Reagan email address right now at ReaganPrivacy.com.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the LicoChops.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite .com.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Here's all you need to do. Your doctor gives you the prescription. You go online to GoGoMeds.com, put in your information, and make sure to include the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. Your meds are then delivered to your home, and you've saved money. It's that easy. No more waiting, no lines, no copay each month, and best of all, no wandering around the store aimlessly waiting for your prescription to be filled. GoGoMeds.com, the new way to get your medicine delivered right to your door. Remember that getting your prescription filled now means never having to go to a store again. GoGoMeds.com. GoGoMeds.com. Use the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com. Promo code MIKE2018.
Snow. Cement. And ivory on towers. Someone called us Babylon. Those hungry hunters tracking down the hours.
were the darlings on the sideline dreaming up such cherished.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. That's early Elton John. I'm late, Eric Metaxas, and I'm talking to Phelim McAleer and Anne McElhenney. Anne, did I pronounce it correctly that time?
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. You've done very, very well, Eric.
Although, to be honest, you're quite biased since it is your name. So we're going to have to find somebody objective. Listen, you've written an amazing book. What is the title of the book?
So the book is called Gosnell, The Untold Story of America's Most Prolific Serial Killer.
Okay.
And the movie is called Gosnell, The Trial of America's Biggest Serial Killer.
Okay. It's such an important story, and I know it's opening all across America as we speak. I want to make sure that people understand that sometimes we have an obligation to see what is happening in our name. This is happening in America. There are other Gosnells out there who have not yet been exposed. And I think people, and especially young people, need to see this. In World War II, when we defeated the Nazis, one thing that U.S. troops did, U.S. Military leaders, forced the local populations to come into the death camps and to see what had been done in their name. They forced them to see it so that they couldn't say, I didn't know. They would be forced to know. Now, in this country, we can't force people to watch this movie, but I want to say, folks, if you're a parent, you really ought to bring your teenagers to see what is happening in America so that they can't say, oh, I don't know. We need to understand what is happening. And this movie does as good a job as anything out there in showing what has been happening. It is absolutely horrifying. And I want to say congratulations to both of you for persisting with this, because this is a big thing to write a book like this, to do the research. And I know, Anne, because we've spoken on this program before, it's heartbreaking for you when you encountered the horrors. Tell my audience, for those who haven't heard you on this program before, what it was that led you to tell this story.
You know, at the very center, it's interesting that you mentioned the Holocaust, actually, because I often say to people that, you know, with this abortion story, you know, 60 million plus children that have died in America, it's very hard for people to kind of get their heads around that. And in some ways, I think of our film, in some ways, we do a little bit of what Steven Spielberg did in Schindler's List, where, you know, you remember that they had this sepia-tinted kind of washed out monochromatic colors,
right.
Except for this one part. I think there's actually two parts with colors. I think there's flowers as well. But there's a little girl wearing a red coat, and you see her being led away by a Nazi officer. And then later, much later in the film, you see that coat once more, and that's in a mass grave. And I think by personalizing it, by going into the very detail of one life that was lost, this film does go some way to do the same thing, because at the center of the movie is a story about one child who had died there, Baby Boy A, who was called Baby Boy A, and who, you know, audiences get to hear about and know about. You know, Gosnell joked about him and all of that. But he got immortalized because two of the staff had taken photographs of him. And, you know, you ask about me personally, that baby shares a birthday with my own father. That baby was born on July the 12th. And, you know, my mother used to talk about the hand of God, but I do think it's kind of extraordinary in all the days in the year that would be the birthday of this child who born and died on the same day. But two of the workers took a photograph of him. And their testimony during the trial and in interviews with us subsequently, you know, are very life-changing, I would say. I mean, Adrian Moten, who was one of the people who took a photograph, was asked, you know, I asked her, I said to her, you know, God, it must be awful to get arrested, you know. And she said, I wasn't arrested. I was rescued. And she was asked also, you know, why had she taken a photograph? Why did she do that? Why did you take a photograph of him? And, you know, and she said, I thought he could have had a chance. He was so big, I thought he could have had a chance. And you know, how anyone could listen to testimony like that was given under oath by someone standing who had watched this child live and try to breathe and try to, you know, try to survive. And he struggled. And the other person who took a photograph of him, Karima Cross, described, she was asked, I mean, you know, the idea that this wasn't newsworthy, by the way, is beyond me, but she was actually asked, Karima Cross was asked to stand up and show the jury how the baby moved, how he had moved, and how he had actually curled himself up to try to protect himself, because babies of that age, little people like that who are like seven months in gestation age, he'd be cold and the light would be very harsh. And he had made this movement, and she was asked, and she stood up and made that movement. I mean, the only thing that you could possibly come to compare this to is the Holocaust, and people do need to know. And it is personal, and it becomes personal when we worked on the book for a really long time. We know, you know, the details of everyone who gave testimony to the life of this child, and even his mother, actually, who spoke at the trial. And I think the film will go a long way to immortalizing his life. And Phelan says a really wonderful thing, actually, about baby Boye, that, you know, that a person can live a really long life, that you could live to be a big age and never do anything significant in your life. Well, this child has already done something significant, even though he lived a very short time. He has literally melted hearts and changed hearts and changed hard hearts. I told the story of baby Boye in Erie, Pennsylvania, where a woman had brought her teenage child who was pro-choice and very hard-hearted, and who changed from just knowing the baby and knowing the life of baby Boye, because at the center of it, he was murdered, but he could totally legitimately have been killed if he had been killed in the womb. So it's stories like that that we tell in this film that I think are significant and the reason why we did it.
Well, I have to say that the two of you have done tremendous journalism in telling this larger story. But I'm friends with Molly Hemingway and with Kirsten Powers, both of whom I remember advocating very strongly on Twitter that mainstream media cover this. Now, these are two women who believe in the sanctity of the unborn because of their Christian faith. One is politically liberal, one is politically conservative, but they both pushed and pushed. And I want to remind people that your voice counts. You have to speak up. And I want to say to pastors who are listening or parents, you need to bring youth groups to this. I don't know what age would be appropriate, but it seems to me that teenagers need to understand what is happening in America, what has happened, and what the mainstream media, because they are in bed with the abortion industry, they sweep it under the rug. It is the scandal of our time. We are very happy to talk about scandals of the past. This is the scandal of our time. I think we're going to look back on this and we're going to be horrified and we're going to wonder, why didn't we do something? Well, I guess I want to say to my listeners, see the movie, tell your friends about the movie. You can go to gosnellmovie.com. And do we know how many theaters this is opening in, Anne and Phelan?
It's going to be opening in about 700 across the nation. And I mean, I would say to people, when it opens, you know, I think a lot of conservatives tend to go to the movies later and wait a week or two. You cannot wait a week or two. Hollywood wants to close this movie down. We've worked really hard to get into these 700 theaters. We need everyone to turn out with a big bang at the weekend. The mainstream media are going to do their best to ignore this film, to suppress it, to censor it. The figures are going to speak for themselves. If we can get in the top five or the top 10 movies across the United States with a big bang on the opening weekend, it'll become impossible to ignore. And in fact, it'll become a real story that we were successful without the mainstream media, just as we were successful in raising the money without the mainstream media, just as we were successful in making the movie without the mainstream media, and just as we were successful, you know, in telling, and just as citizen journalists like Molly Hemingway and Kirsten Powers were shamed the mainstream media into telling the story. These are great women. These are great journalists. These are true journalists who care about the truth, and shamed and forced other journalists to tell the truth.
Well, we all know the names. Go ahead. Sorry.
Just on the point you had mentioned there, Eric, actually, you know, we got a PG-13 rating for this film. And I would say, you know, with total confidence, people can bring very young teenagers of all ages to see this film because, you know, it's very important that they see it because they're the ones that matter most, really, to this story. So don't hesitate to bring you know, a young teenager to it. And the other thing people can do is go to gosnellmovie.com. If a theater near you is not showing it, get in touch with the manager and demand it.
When we come back, I want to talk more about that. We have to be vocal about this. This is way too important, folks. This is not just a movie. We'll be right back.
Hi, Michelle Malkin here. If you follow my work, you know that one of the biggest outrages I reported on was the trial of abortion doctor Kermit Gosnell.
Healthy woman goes into a clinic, comes out dead, and there's no police report?
I helped expose the crimes the mainstream media tried to cover up.
We had instructions directly from Governor Ridge's office not to inspect abortion clinics.
When the producers of the Gosnell movie came to me for help, I jumped at the chance. I personally donated to make sure this film got made. The Gosnell movie opens October 12th. It's amazing.
Kermit Gosnell is perhaps the most prolific serial killer in American history.
Dean Cain and the entire cast do a superb job bringing this powerful story of good versus evil to the big screen.
Nothing that man did that protects women or children, and you don't have to be a pro-life activist to see that.
You might be worried that this movie is too scary. It's not. As a mother of two, I promise you, you can and should bring your teenage children to see it. Bring friends and family. You do not want to pass up this unique opportunity to change hearts and minds about abortion.
Gosnell, rated PG-13.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show, and that's Stevie Wonder. He's not in the studio, but we'll get him. Hey, I'm talking to Ann McElhenney and Phelim McAleer. They are the folks who put together the story of Gosnell, America's biggest serial killer. It is now a movie. You can find out more at gosnellmovie.com. It goes into theaters October 12th, and it is imperative, folks, that we get out, and especially that we bring young kids. I hope that if you have a youth group in your church, that you will try to get them to see this. I mean, this is so important that we know what is happening in our name in the United States of America. Anne and Phelim, I have to ask you, in the casting of this movie, do you have Dean Cain? Am I getting this right?
I thought Phelim was going to answer that. Yeah, no, we have Dean Cain. And we have Nick Searcy as Phelim said, and we have Michael Beach, who's another amazing actor. And we've got Sarah Jane Morris in one of the other lead roles. We've an amazing cast.
There was a rumor that you got Charlize Theron to play Dr. Gosnell. No? Yeah. Because she likes to take on challenging parts like that, and you didn't get Charlize Theron.
Eric, that is cultural appropriation or racism or something like
that. Are you sure it's not Charlize Theron? Because I know that she likes to take on these really difficult, meaty parts, that she's not just another pretty face. You're sure? All right, listen, you guys, you're the producers, so you would know. But I'm just telling you, I heard a rumor, it's Charlize Theron, and I'm gonna spread the rumor. You can't blame me.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
We actually have Earl Billings playing Gosnell, and everyone who's seen the movie and in our pre-screenings has said that they just think Earl is fabulous. And people will remember Earl Billings. He was the Affleck guy for many years, and he's just a great character actor and does an amazing job.
Well, I mean, I can't think of a more difficult role to play than this monster. Now, you talk about Gosnell being, you say, and this is often the case with people who have allowed genuine satanic evil into their lives, that they can be very charming. It's very creepy, really, the idea that somebody who's done horrors unimaginable, murdering babies by snipping their necks with scissors, one of the most gruesome things imaginable, but he seems to be very jolly and cheerful, and what a strange thing.
Yeah, but he's got that Hannibal Lecter type of personality. He smiles, he has this very mellifluous voice, very soft voice, very charming. We've met him. We've been in the prison with him, and he sang to me twice. You know, very, very, very creepy.
Why did he sing to you?
Talks about his feet a lot and all of this. Kind of really odd.
Why did he sing to you? I don't understand.
So I was asking him about music because he had a whole thing about Chopin, and he was saying that, that he was really grateful for the time that suddenly, because he's in prison now, he has more time to listen to music, and he listened to the Met. And then he said, when he's discovered Jacques Brel, the famous, Belgian crooner who a lot of your listeners would know very well and remember very well. And he said, oh, and a lovely song. I love that song. And he then had a brain freeze, couldn't remember the really famous song by Jacques Brel. And I said, oh, Ne me quitte pas, which is the really famous one. And then he, burst into song, leaning into my face and singing, Don't Ever Leave Me. Super creepy. And he sang that song. And then at another stage, I was asking him about the high school he had attended in Philadelphia. And he started singing their school anthem.
He seems to crave attention. There are people like that, obviously. Many of us have met them. It's chilling. Now, what he did over the course of decades. This is not somebody who slipped and did this once or twice, but this is over the course of decades in what, to me, sounds like a genuine house of horrors. When you describe in your book what this doctor's office looked like, It sounds like something out of, just the kind of a movie that it gives you nightmares.
Yeah, I mean, he was always on the edge. I mean, he was involved in a thing called the Mother's Day Massacre in 1973, I think it was, before Roe, where women were mutilated, and he fled the Bahamas, came back, wasn't charged, wasn't suspended, and was allowed to keep killing. And I suppose it was political safe spaces that allowed him to keep killing. There was a Republican who started it. Tom Ridge was elected governor of Pennsylvania as a pro-choice moderate. Back when the conventional wisdom was you had to be a moderate to win Pennsylvania. Do you remember that, Eric? 2016,
I'm afraid I do. Yes, I do.
All the consultants told very wisely that you have to be moderate. You have to be moderate to win Pennsylvania and Ohio. We'll see how that worked out.
We're going to go to another break. Hang on, folks. I'm talking to Anne McElhenney and Phelim McAleer about the movie. You've got to see it. Write it down. October 12th. GosnellMovie.com. Albin, I would like to talk about Relief Factor.
Sure, yeah.
But you know what? Even better than my talking about it, what about if we hear from Julia? Can we hear from Julia?
Yeah.
Is she here? Let's go.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
Okay, I gotta say, Relief Factor was actually created by doctors who wanted a 100% drug-free supplement that could help your own body deal with inflammation and those aches and pains due to aging, exercise, whatever it is, which is why I take it. Look, you can do all kinds of stuff, but this is—it's very inexpensive. It's drug-free. It's safe, and within 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you. It works for most people, so check it out. It's ReliefFactor.com. Highly recommended, folks. ReliefFactor.com.
Hey there, it's Eric Metaxas for Policy Genius. Here's an unfun fact. Over half of bankruptcies and mortgage foreclosures are caused by medical issues. That's because if you get sick or injured over the course of your career, your employer's sick leave often only covers you for up to 3 months. And while health insurance helps with medical bills, it doesn't replace lost income. That is where disability insurance comes in. It's essentially income insurance. It protects your paycheck if you're sidelined by an illness or injury. Policy Genius does all the shopping for you. They compare quotes from the top disability insurance companies to find the best price. Then their licensed experts manage the application process to save you time and hassle. Policy Genius has helped over 4 million people shop for insurance and placed over $20 billion in coverage. So if you rely on your income to get by, compare disability insurance quotes with PolicyGenius.com. We'll help you protect your paycheck at a price that makes sense. You can get started online right now. Policy Genius. The easy way to compare and buy disability insurance.
Hello?
I'm so glad we finally get to talk. Your email sounded like you're feeling isolated.
I need help. I've been feeling so low. I just need someone to talk to.
Well, I'm here, and I really want to hear from you. Why are you feeling so low?
Nobody understands me. I feel so alone.
Faithful Counseling is here to help. Our team of licensed Christian counselors want to help you get through this. We can begin a conversation when you're ready by text or phone or even video conferencing from the comfort of your own home. I'd like to give you your first week free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. Let's talk. Go right now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. We really want to help you. It's so easy to get started and your first week is free. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. Let us help.
Albin, wake up. Wake up, Albin.
Oh, boy.
You know, I told you, my pillow, it's so successful at getting people to sleep that even by bringing it into the studio, you fell asleep.
I'm telling
you, get it out of the studio.
Okay, this is
not a place to sleep. If you want to sleep, sleep at home. Folks, this is what's happening with my pillow. It's so successful at getting people to sleep that I think it's dangerous. Anyway, the point is, if you want to go to sleep, Mike Lindell, the inventor of this dangerous, powerful thing called MyPillow, has a special offer for you, Eric Metaxas Show listeners. He's now offering you a buy one, get one free. Right now, if you're looking for a great night's sleep, it would be the perfect time. Call 800-978-3057. 800-978-3057. Use the promo code Eric or Metaxas, or you go to MyPillow.com and use the code Eric or Eric Metaxas. But remember, these are powerful. You need to respect them. Okay? MyPillow.com. Use the code Eric or Metaxas. Check it out. Folks, it's Eric Metaxas Show. That's the Welcome Wagon, in case you're interested in that music. The Welcome Wagon. I love those guys. I've had them on this program. Okay, I just found out that the Gosnell movie, about which we are now talking with Anne McElhenney and Phelim McAleer, that the screenplay was written by our friend Andrew Klavan. I did not realize that.
Andrew Klavan
wrote the screenplay with myself and Phelan.
With Phelan. So, Phelan, you're not taking much...
With both of us,
With the two of you, and I love that. I love that. I love Andrew Klavan, staff just told me that he was involved, and I just... He's tremendous.
That was deliberate, Eric. That was deliberate. I mean, we decided to make this a crime movie, because we wanted it to be very accessible to people. And Andrew is, first and foremost, a crime writer. We didn't want this to be a political screed. We didn't want it to be preachy or pedantic. We wanted it to be a crime movie. And at the end of the day, this man was a criminal. And Americans, watch a lot of crime on their television, Law and Order, FBI, all these programs, NCIS. So we wanted it to be in that genre so that it's accessible for Americans across the nation. And that's why we chose Andrew.
Well, as I say, I hope that churches across America will at least take their youth groups to see this, because we must teach our young people what is happening in America. The media, obviously, they're driven by the dollar. They care very little about truth. There's a lot of posturing, a lot of politically correct posturing. But when it comes to things like this, not only don't they care, they often actively look the other way. And I think that we, as parents and community leaders, have to take our young people to see this. It is absolutely vital that we show them what is happening in the United States of America and let them know that it's up to you to do something about this, that this cannot continue. And the fact that it continued as long as it did. How many years was he operating this House of Horrors, this Gosnell?
Well, 30 years. I mean, basically 30 years he's operating with impunity. And we know that 17 of those years, no one inspected the clinic. No one from the Department of Health decided to do that. And it's interesting just what you were saying there, Eric, about people need to know what's going on in the country. I mean, one of the parts of the film that we're most proud of and that we think is really important, and we certainly were very, very clear we wanted to have it in the screenplay, was, that during the actual trial of Kermit Gosnell, two abortion doctors were brought in because they needed to explain to the jury what a good legal abortion was, so that they could distinguish between that and murder. And I can tell you, I have friends of mine who are in the medical profession, doctors, who comment on that particular section of the movie as educational to them, as they learned something they didn't know before. One dear friend of mine who's an anesthetist, very highly qualified, has worked all over the United States of America and did not know. So this is why, exactly what you're saying, young people need to go because they're going to get an education. And it's, as I said, it's just like a Law and Order episode. You have this, abortion doctor on the stand being asked, can you describe a legal abortion to the jury? And I remember Phelan and I at the very, very beginning of this process said, whatever happens, that testimony will be in the movie script. It was very important to us because we believe no one has ever done that before in a movie. I think it's a complete first, and it's important. And no one can criticize it because it's basically stolen from the actual transcripts of the trial. It wasn't no original writing there. And it was so important to include that because, we don't have where else are you going to get that information in such an unbiased and unvarnished way? And I think it's quite shocking for people who hear it. Even people who think they know this subject, they'll be quite shocked to hear that.
Well, one thing we probably haven't said because we know the subject so well, and certainly both of you do. But what Gosnell did that makes him a serial killer, it's not just, of course, that he's doing very late term abortions, which are gruesome, but unfortunately quite legal in America. But he was also, because he made a lot of money off of killing children that were viable, obviously, and you describe that early on, but these children would often be born alive and he would murder them, and that is really why he is behind bars, is it not?
Yeah. I mean, he murdered babies born alive. He murdered his own patients, by the way, by allowing unregistered, unqualified staff to give them anesthesia. He also operated a pill mill. You know, he's serving life sentences for selling opioids. He also did, the legal limit for abortion in Pennsylvania is an incredible 24 weeks, an incredible 24 weeks. Like, you know, 6 months, you'd be 6 months pregnant and have an abortion. However, that wasn't good enough for him. He did even later than that during the week. And then on a Sunday, he did abortion so late that he didn't trust any of the other members of staff to assist him. So him and his wife did what he called the special cases. Now, if he was doing 24 plus during the week, what was he doing at the weekend? No, you know, 9 months, 8 months, 9 months, that's what he was at.
And he knew nobody would prosecute him. He was quite confident that he could get away with this, obviously, with the liberal abortion climate in America, and especially in Pennsylvania.
And he was right. He was right, because we know he was right, because we know, despite multiple complaints and lots of complaints, and in fact, they all, you know, these complaints came to light during the grand jury investigation. You know, despite all of it, no matter how bad things got, and obviously, I mean, it doesn't get much worse than two women dying, nothing would inspire the Department of Health in Pennsylvania to inspect the clinic. And, you know, that's another reason why people need to go and see this movie. If this can happen in Pennsylvania this century, not in some backwater, not in some other century, not, you know, back in the dark ages, this is now. This can happen now in Pennsylvania. It can happen where you live. Wherever you're listening, it can happen where you live. It can happen in Pennsylvania. You don't get more progressive than Pennsylvania.
No.
You don't get more progressive than the city of brotherly love, the sanctuary city of Philadelphia.
We're going to go to break. Folks, I'm asking you, please go to gosnellmovie.com. Please go to the movie. Please bring as many people as you can. This is an important moral issue of our time.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-519-0447. That's 800-519-0447. 800-519-0447. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
We used to laugh, we used to cry, we used to bow our heads then, wonder why. Now you're gone, I guess I'll carry on, make the best of what you've left to me, left to me.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Anne McElhenney and Phelim McAleer. They are the folks behind the Gosnell book and now the Gosnell movie. You can go to gosnellmovie.com. And tell us again, Anne, And Phelan, this, I mean, to me, this is the moral issue of our time, and everyone in America must know about this, why I want everyone to see this film. But you're saying that Hollywood does not want this film to succeed. The media does not want this film to succeed. It's hard enough even to get people in conservative media to talk about this. So it's obviously important that the opening weekend, which is October 12th, that the opening weekend be a success.
Yes, it's very, very important. And people can, you know, can really, really help us by going out and buying tickets now if it's on in their local cinema. If it's not on in your local cinema, demand that get in touch with the manager, phone the manager. This is what people are doing across the country. They're phoning up the manager of the local cinema. And those messages are going back to corporate. And those corporate headquarters are saying, we need to get this film into theaters because no one's phoning up for any other movie that's coming our way. It's very, very important that we have this huge weekend. As Phelan, I think, said, you know, it becomes a news story. If we're the number two, the number three film, the number one film, by the way, of the weekend, you know, it's very, very important. We need your help. And, you know, another thing people can do is they can go to group@gosnellmovie.com. They can write to group@gosnellmovie.com and buy group tickets. You can, you know, and we have somebody who's there ready to help you do that and get in touch with a theater near you and to do that. And we have people doing buyouts of cinemas, you know, pregnancy centers and pro-life groups across the country who are doing that and saying this is too important.
Well, I was just going to say that anybody who has a few bucks lying around, you can buy out a theater or you can buy a block of 50 tickets or 100 tickets, and you can give it to the youth group or to the youth pastor and say, I have spent this money. Go take your kids to go see this. I mean, this is the kind of thing we need to be activists. We always complain about the garbage that is being put in theaters and that our kids are being exposed to absolute garbage and worse than garbage, foul propaganda in many cases, really evil propaganda. And when we have something that we can do about it, we'd better do it. So I want to say to folks listening, folks, you better step up. If you're upset with the kind of thing that's being presented by Hollywood, if you're upset with the way the country is going, you really have to step up. You have to be an activist. You have to take action. You have to put your money where your mouth is. I say that just because our kids are at stake. The future is at stake. We cannot continue living in a country that allows this kind of thing to go on, but unless we help to tell the story, you don't make a movie in a vacuum. People have to go see the movie. So I am hoping that people listening now will go to gosnellmovie.com, buy tickets, take your neighbors, take your friends. This is important, folks. You hear it in my voice. This is the moral issue of our time. Ann McElhenney and Phelan McAleer, congratulations to you on what you've done. And I pray that God uses this movie to move the hearts of this country. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Eric. We really appreciate it, Eric.
God bless you. You've done an amazing thing here. Folks, please check it out, gosnellmovie.com. We are the Eric Metaxas Show, metaxastalk.com. Thank you for listening.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.